Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm Kyle Swigger. Woo! Yeah, Monday's over with. Thank goodness for that. It's the 8th of September, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, the dear old BBC is a bit under threat. That's because the UK government's preparing to amend its royal charter. So because of this, the BBC has announced a counter-proposal, claiming it would make its services more open and distinctive. One of those proposals to pay close attention to is iPlayer. BBC wants to open up iPlayer's programming produced by other people and broadcasters. Yes, very similar to YouTube. Saying that this would be more convenient for audiences who want to find more British programming all in one place. They're saying this new open approach would also allow the Idea service to also blossom. That would be a new platform that combines its science, arts, and history-based programming. Now, of course, none of this is set in stone yet. These are all just proposals right now, and clearly just emphasizes the BBC's position on regarding the Royal Charter. So I guess basically what we gotta do is just lean back in our chairs and just watch this one play out for now. All right, time to get in a little bit more Apple rumors now. Got to get them in while we can. We're only about 36 or so hours away now, aren't we? Well, the newest and latest rumor is Apple TV. Oh, yes. Supposedly, it's going to take on the PS4 and Xbox One. Oh, this I've got to see. According to The Telegraph, the new Apple TV will ship with a new sophisticated controller, similar to the things we see with Sony and Microsoft game consoles. And since sources from Semiconductor reveal that the new Apple TV has increased processing power, it will allow advanced graphics. Now, as far as rumors coming from Apple's supply chain, they claim that the controller will come with a haptic touch sensors, or force touch, there's that force touch again, and it will respond to the amount of pressure applied to the device. Now, the games part, maybe I could see. The control part, though, I don't really think so. Apple wants to sell you as much crap as possible. So if your iPhone can be the controller, that's what they want you to buy. I mean, come on, why make $40 off a controller when you can make $700? Hey, while we're still talking about Apple land stuff, let's talk about iPhones, and let's talk about all you fitness buffs out there with all your physical fitness apps. Well, University of Florida researchers have tested out about 30 free iPhone workout apps to see how well they meet all the American College of Sports Medicine's activity guidelines. Let me catch my breath after that line. And guess what? The results? They ain't very comforting. Now, most of the apps met standards for aerobic and strength training, but most of them were not up to par when it comes into flexibility exercises. Now, a lot of app makers know they're not happy with the study at all, including Johnson & Johnson. They've actually voiced their opinion in the Washington Post, saying they believe the study is not fair or accurate. And their official 7-minute workout app, yeah, it does the job. So it looks like J&J ain't believing the BS. To me, it's all about the proof and the pudding. If it's working for you, go ahead. If it ain't, time to switch. Pretty simple. Ah, Netflix, continuing the world dominating of streaming video. We all know they launched in Japan just last week, but no, they're not done in Asia just yet. Netflix looks like it's going to be coming to South Korea in 2016. Now, of course, this is not an official announcement yet. That will be coming in a few weeks. Or at least this is according to the Korea Times. Right now, according to the newspaper, the company is seeking to form strategic partnerships with Korean mobile carriers and leading terrestrial broadcasters. Now, Netflix, on the other hand, they were pretty mute about all of this going on. All they said is, we plan to be nearly global by the end of 2016. Interesting, global by 2016. I wonder if that includes North Korea. And finally. Now this "and finally" is going to be directed to basically all the males out there because it's going to affect about 99.9% of you that are using Android phones and have a dirty mind. Did you download an app called Adult Player? Well, you're pretty much screwed today if you did. And if you haven't and been thinking about it, you're going to want to listen to this. Seems this is a new piece of malware on Android, saying they offer pornographic images, but instead it'll take your picture from your phone, from the front-facing camera, then it'll lock down the device and then demand $500 in ransom from you. After that, it sends all the details of the victim's device and operating system to remote servers before displaying the user's picture on a personalized ransom screen. Once you're infected, the display will display the ransom screen even if you keep rebooting the thing. Now, the folks over at Android, shall we say, / Google, have been saying the best way to avoid this type of infection is to only download apps from trusted sources and enforce this by unchecking unknown sources in the device security settings. Of course, if you're very tech savvy and want to get into into that phone to remove that malware before your girlfriend or wife finds out, you can do that in safe mode. Mind you, it's going to be kind of a long and tricky process. Actually, guys, the best way to avoid this fiasco, just stop thinking with the wrong head. If you've got a story, and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Get on over to the British Tech Network website at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your hump day edition of the BTN News Show. Getting you caught up on all the best Apple rumors that's going to happen. Oh, I'm sorry. Best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. There's going to be a lot more Apple rumors because, yeah, we're getting really close, aren't we? So bear with me tomorrow. In any case, hope you have a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you so much for listening.